For those not very well schooled in strategy, especially the nuclear strategy, escalation ladder, L, is the ratcheting up of hostilities through rhetoric and actions between two potential belligerents. Where each side, assuming the potential response of the other side, climbs up higher on the imaginary two-sided L, by making the cost of potential aggression unbearable for the other side. This phenomenon is at work in case of India and Pakistan, where India through a wide-ranging diplomatic maneuver externally, and the use of media, all forms, internally and regionally, created a psychosis, a hype for a revenge war against Pakistan, for any assumed terrorist attacks, without substantial evidence or evidence at all. It happened in 2019 after the Pulwama terrorist attacks, and it happened now after the April 22 Pahalgam attack on tourists. So, after almost a fortnight of saber-rattling, Indian Air Force, IAF, using around 80 aircraft struck around 9 targets in 6 cities, presumably using the BVR, beyond visual range, munitions without crossing the lock in AJK, and international border in Punjab, closer to Lahore, Sialkot and Bahawalnagar in Operation Sindoor. The targets selected included religious schools ostensibly run by the Lashkar-e-Taiba, LET, the mother organization behind the resistance group, TRF, the obscure militant group that took responsibility for the Pahalgam carnage. A total of 26 Pakistani civilians were killed. TRF responded with grit and resolve, targeting Indian Army positions and downed almost 5 IF planes, including state-of-the-art Rafale jets. Indian Foreign Secretary, along with ranking military officials, briefed the media after the nighttime strikes on 7 April. Pakistan's National Security Committee took stock of the situation and vowed to go beyond the cited defensive action. As run-up to the strikes authenticates, New Delhi's hasty linkage of Pahalgam with LET/Pakistan was, analysts believe, a ruse to hold the bilateral Indus Water Treaty, IWT, of 1960 in abeyance. After this unlawful unilateral action in violation of the treaty and international law is upper riparian, India is now emptying its water reservoirs to fill them again at a time when lower riparian Pakistan needs water for crop irrigation and electricity generation in the coming summer months. Jingoism under RSS Modi Amit Shah trio peaked and everyone was baying for Pakistani blood to teach Pakistan a lesson. Thus, India climbed too quickly and too higher on the L. Climbing down from L without military showdown, hence, was embarrassing for Prime Minister Modi, who publicly spoke of revenge. Military action also helps him in garnering more political capital, like in 2019 by winning elections. It also enhances his Devta-like stature among Hindutva devotees, and it appeases the Indian military establishment, who think, incorrectly, that there is space for a conventional war with Pakistan under the nuclear overhang.